the highlight really was 13.4 meters at 13 and a half grams per ton gold from 28 meters downhole. It's a lot of other very, you know, interesting, exciting, and high grade intercepts along that those higher grade domains that we're looking to target and expand, and we're very successful at doing that. We have other benefits as a company that really sets us apart from other companies. We have a lot of infrastructure already in place. We have paved roads, grid power, fully owned permitted mill. We have mine permits. A team that has the skill set of, building billion-dollar gold projects as well. So, as we collect the information and have more information with the drilling and with these economic studies, met studies, etc., we will put everything in the balance and see what's the best way to generate shareholder value.
Marco Rock, Cassiar Gold, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm great. And you?
I'm doing good. Really good to see you. Interesting time in the gold market. It really has I think there's a floor on it here, and it's really, really strong. And it's Cassiar Gold. It just came out with some results from Taurus here that are fantastic. Just to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Cassiar Gold. A lot of my friends are investors here in Atlanta in Cassiar Gold. Some big hands, strong hands here. So shout out to them. But do your own due diligence. This is not investment advice, as well as I want to welcome Cassiar Gold as going to be a sponsor of ours starting January 1st of 26. Marco, let's talk about the drill results and why are they exciting and what did you hit?
Yeah, thanks for the questions. This year we've drilled 7,300 meters at the Cassiar Gold project. We just released about just over 2,000 meters. So out of 20 drill holes, we've released 9. All of the drill holes that we've released came from the Taurus deposit area at the Cassiar North part of our Cassiar Gold project. First of all of them intercepted gold, which is what we've been used to, which is in a way boring, but also at the same time great. It's mostly step outs. All of them step outs, 30 meter to 110 meter step outs. It's all along a 1.3 kilometer corridor. Basically we expand the mineralization in all the drill holes. We're basically targeting some higher grade domains that we were able to identify and define through better geological models on the back of our updated resource that we've put out earlier in the year. We had some fantastic results. The highlight really was 13.4 meters at 13 and a half grams per ton gold from 28 meters downhole. It's a lot of other very, interesting, exciting, and high grade intercepts along that, those higher grade domains that we're looking to target and expand, and we're very successful at doing that.
Okay, so really then, and congratulations to me, because I'm a shareholder here. But what exactly does this mean as far as the plan in 26? You're going to expand this. So my assumption is, but I want you to answer, is you're just going to start drilling more just to really just see how big this is? And where does this end really? Answer that for me and all the other shareholders and potential shareholders.
We don't really have the our plan for 2026 well defined. So on the back of what this means in practice is we continue to expand mineralization, and we haven't seen limits of, in this specific case where we're targeting this drilling, the limits of the Taurus deposit, and specifically better defining some higher grade domains within the overall Taurus deposit as well. This means that the deposit keeps getting bigger, it keeps getting better. We keep seeing more higher grade than we've seen in the past as well. So that, that's really what we've been seeing over the years. Every drill hole, every drill campaign, every resource updates, things get bigger and bigger, and this is what we're seeing in this case with higher grade. We still, in terms of kind of the plan, if you're that's what we're asking about, what to expect in 2026, we still have 5,000, almost 5,300 meters divided by 11 drill holes at the New Coast target, which is 2.5 kilometers south of the Taurus deposit. This is a target where we don't have a resource yet, but it's a target that we believe to have potential similar to the Taurus deposits. And actually, I've mentioned this a couple of times. The best way to describe it is the old name for New Coast was Taurus 2. This is the way we see it. We see it as a potential, satellite or sister deposit to the Taurus deposit. We've done quite a bit of drilling and also very deep drilling as well at New Coast. We put our deepest drill hole to date. We disclosed some core photos. We don't have the assays yet, of course, but we disclosed some core photos of that drill hole back in September with visual indications that are very, promising and exciting. Basically, mineralization very similar to what we are used to seeing, not only at New Coast, but at Taurus and some of the other outlying targets, which we believe are part of the same system. Other than that, and following the projected disclosure for the New Coast drill holes, we will be putting out metallurgical studies and a maiden PEA on the project, which we expect both of them in the first half of 2026. So there's quite a bit of news flow coming. In terms of the plan of 2026, of course, and this is something I said before, we have a bit of a Hollywood problem in the sense that we have a lot of room to grow. We have room to grow at Taurus, laterally and at depth, and internal to the pit shell. We have targets like New Coast that we want to continue to grow. We have some other outlying targets like Hopeful, Owl Rock, Snow Creek, Lucky, among others. We have the Cassiar South high-grade underground veins. So there's a lot of ways we can drive the project forward. A lot of exploration companies are kind of limited to what they have and just going outwards. We have a lot of option, and of course, the results that we will see from obviously New Coast. We already know what we have, what we've seen at Taurus. We'll put everything in the balance and see what's the best way to drive the project forward and generate shareholder value. Is to focus on Taurus, is to progress it, to infill it, to accelerate the speed that we were going through, like the other other economic studies. Do we want to expand mineralization? Do we want to maybe pivot towards the Cassiar South? So all of these options are on the table. And this is really critical because we're not just a very exciting exploration story. We have other benefits as a company that really set us apart from other companies. We have a lot of infrastructure already in place. We have paved road, grid power, fully owned permitted mill. We have mine permits. A team that has the skill set of building billion-dollar gold projects as well. So as we collect the information and have more information with the drilling and with these economic studies, met studies, et cetera, we will put everything in the balance and see what's the best way to generate shareholder value. Sorry for the long-winded answer there.
No, don't be sorry. But it sounds like I'm really getting out of this is that a lot of information it really is going to be coming in the first quarter. So really investors need to stay tuned, correct?
That's right.
Real quick here, we had an interesting merger that just happened the last 48 hours. They are actually on my show to discuss this. Really my question to you, do you see this setting up for 26 for more mergers and acquisitions coming?
My answer is a very short yes. Absolutely. I mean, M&A has been slowly picking up. You saw Probe getting taken out by Fresnillo, I think $750 million. M&A is I wouldn't say we're very far away from a frenzy, but With these high gold prices and the margins that the big producers are printing, and especially with valuations in a lot of the advanced exploration juniors still very attractively valued, I think it would be crazy for a lot of these producers not to take stakes or be a bit more aggressive in the M&A front. I think what we will continue to see is, unlike other cycles where basically you can do business pretty much anywhere around the world, you always have political risk to a certain extent, but now political risk is something extremely serious. If you're spending in CapEx hundreds of millions of dollars, or even sometimes billions, you got to make sure you're going to have a security of tenure, that you'll be able to hold your and operate your assets, and you're not going to take your employees and your team taken as hostage, as you're seeing in some jurisdictions around the world. So I think the big mining companies will continue to favor safe jurisdictions, like the U.S., Canada, Australia. And I think Canada offers very attractive valuations, because if you compare the three jurisdictions, I would say on average, similar assets are trading at a bit of more discount in Canada than other jurisdictions. And that's, at the end of the, as Rick Rule says, the cure for low prices is low prices. And eventually, as you drive M&A there, I think people will wake up to the opportunity that we have in Canada, generally speaking. But also at the same time, these projects don't grow on trees. The investment in exploration in the last 15 years has been relatively muted. So, you will get to a point where people will start recognizing scarcity, especially for projects that have basically infrastructure or at least road access. Ideally, obviously, if infrastructure is there, even better. The permitting timelines are good, that's even better as well. So
And you have all of that, though. That's the thing,
exactly.
that's the differentiator that I see. I see two differentiators, and I'll talk to my viewers and listeners here quick. Two different, and there's many. Okay, you got the size and room for growth, but really what stands out to me is you're in a jurisdiction that's safe, but that can be a challenge in getting permitting. You have the permits. So that makes it, oh, okay, very interesting. And then the last thing, and again, there's a lot of interesting things, and I tell all of my viewers and listeners to take a deep dive into Cassiar. You have the infrastructure. Those, it's very rare to find. And then I'll add on to that, you have a very, very attractive valuation for a person that me, like me, that's looking for value. So anyways, let's wrap with that, Marco. But yeah, comment on that, and then we'll wrap with that, and give me your ticker symbols, and give me your website. But go ahead, wrap with that, comment on that.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. I think we already have a pretty decent foundational resource. If you think about the contained metal value of our deposit is over $10 billion, so it's already a sizable deposit. And again, we've only defined a resource on just over 1 square kilometer out of 590 square kilometer land package. So we have a very decent sized deposit with a lot of room to grow. We have infrastructure. The replacement value of the infrastructure is many, many times our market cap. Our market cap is, I think, in US dollar terms, roughly around $30 million US, which is nothing. We are well cashed up. We have infrastructure, paved roads, power, a fully owned and permitted mill, mine permits already in place, in a safe jurisdiction, community supported. We operate by the highest environmental standards. Like almost everyone in Canada, given the level of standards there. And again, we have a team that has a track record of discovering, permitting, building, operating, selling billion-dollar growth projects. So we have a team that has a skill set that hasn't done it before. And as you said at the end, really the key at the end of the day is what you get for what you're paying in terms of valuation. It is really a something that is almost impossible to find out there. And yeah, so I 100% agree with you. I can go into the promotional phase. Our ticker is GLDC on the Toronto Stock Exchange, is CGLCF on the OTCQX in the US, or 756 in Frankfurt in Germany. So you can find information on our company, you know, social media on our website, cassiergold.com. We have a lot of good information there. We have very complete presentations, virtual tours, you know, 43-101 reports, you name it. So, you know, I really advise people to come and have a look, because it will be time well spent, you know, recognizing and going through all the advantages that we have as a company.
Excellent. Marco, I'll put all of this in the show notes below, both on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I want to thank you for your time. Looking forward to, I am an investor to all of my viewers and listeners. That is not investment advice. And we're going to have Marco on a lot in 26 to talk about the story, as well as all the breaking news that will be coming out. Thank you, Marco. Have a great day.
Thank you, Andy. My pleasure.
Good seeing you.